Good morning, everyone. My name is Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And that's Pauline. And people got our names confused already.
Pauliano.
Well, we're going to do our social media news podcast this morning. This is episode one, and we hope you guys like it. We're going to be talking about Harambe, the gorilla, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, hashtag make me mad in five words. That one's going to be fun. And then, of course, Chewbacca mom, because, you know, school's important.
She's hilarious.
Exactly. So let's dive right in. Now, a few days ago, I believe it was, there was this zoo in Cincinnati, and this mom was there with her child, along with other people. She wasn't paying attention to her child for we don't know how long, but it somehow found its way into the gorilla's...
Right. Her four-year-old child, who I'm guessing was by himself for a while to get into a gorilla enclosure.
Or he's super smart. Yeah.
So, many of you guys have seen on social media, there was a video that went viral, and the gorilla, Harambe, had the child and dragged him through the enclosure, through the water, which I'm sure was very terrifying for the mom and anybody else. I've been to the zoo quite a few times, and I've never seen, you know, somebody actually get in to the enclosure. But unfortunately, the staff at the zoo thought the best thing to do was to actually kill the gorilla in order to save this child. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things where it's really hard to decide.
Right. It's like a moral gray area.
Right. What could have been done differently? Of course, now that the situation's over, everybody has things that they say that could have been done differently. But I think the main thing that could have been done differently was... Watch your kid.
I know. But they always say hindsight is 20/20.
Of course.
And that's like life's cruel joke. You suck life.
It is.
You know what? I agree. But at the same time, though, in that circumstance that now that this has happened, I guess I understand. You know, you need to do what you can to protect the poor baby. And then the mom was, I'm sure she was crying and freaking out.
Right.
I read reports that there were other people around trying to, you know, tell her to relax and trying to tell the kid to just kind of stand there and stay calm and help was on the way. But it's just one of those things where the only thing you can really do is avoid it.
But what were you doing for so long?
That's what I
wanted. That your child.
That's what I want to know. Social media, we probably almost killed her baby because she was reading this podcast or something. But no, I don't know. I just wonder how long does it take for a four-year-old to get into a gorilla enclosure?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. When I go to zoos, I try to see if there's, like, a way that, you know, an animal could get out. Or, like, what would I do if, you know, this tiger decided to jump over this?
I'm not going to a zoo.
But...
I do... It's funny you say that because I do the exact opposite. I hope it's built like Jurassic Park status where this thing couldn't get out.
The dinosaurs get out in Jurassic Park.
But you know what? They're dinosaurs, though. I would think a gorilla would have a harder time.
But that's the thing, too. Exactly. Like, everyone knows, okay, so gorillas get huge. Like,
yeah.
You know, even young gorillas weigh over 300 pounds. Mm-hmm. So even more so, I would think that as a responsible mom, you would keep an eye on your child. And I also heard that the child had mentioned before that it wanted to see the gorillas and wanted to get close to them. So you should already be on high alert that your son, and I'm sure her son gets into a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, Tarzan's a good movie. Why wouldn't he, you know?
So, in this particular case, I really think it's the mom's fault. This entire situation and how it turned out.
I couldn't agree more. I'm with that 100%. I thought that, too. When I first heard this story, that was my first kind of thought was, where was the mom this whole time? Like, how long does it take to get into a gorilla enclosure? I wouldn't think it'd be that easy.
And I don't know if she was eating something or if she was that intrigued by the gorillas. I don't know how active these gorillas were. But my first responsibility is always going to be, like, my kid.
Right.
If I have children, you know. And she... I don't know how you could have been distracted that long.
Right, and you're at the zoo. Like, I know, I don't have kids myself, but I live with my sister who has kids, and I understand things happen, you know, that you're not watching for 1 second and one of them falls off the couch or something, but when you're at the zoo, being that not only aren't you home, but you're in a public place, and there's, you know, these really big animals around, mm-hmm. you'd think you'd kind of be on high alert.
Right. So now the next thing is, who's responsible for the gorilla that died?
Yeah.
Because we saved your child, and I'm very glad, and I'm sure that, you know, I hope that the child, as he grows up, we'll be able to get past this, because I'm sure that was very traumatizing.
Yeah, definitely. I hope he doesn't feel any guilt. He was 4.
Exactly. You know, because, but at the same time, you know, gorillas are endangered. We're trying to, like, save them. And zoos are, they try their best to make sure that the animals are as safe as possible and as comfortable as possible. So my question to you is, does the mother pay for this? Does she get charged with child endangerment? Like, what, do we just let it slide?
Well, that's an interesting question, because in my opinion, she should totally pay for it. And I even use those terms, like, she should be charged with child endangerment. Mm-hmm. But will she? I don't want to say just yet, because I feel like one of those, she'll be given some leeway.
So I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think that it may just be, ma'am, please don't come back, you know?
I know.
Please
don't bring your kid back.
Right, exactly.
He's like 25.
But, you know, something I feel like she can't just get spoken to about this.
You know what's one thing that I just thought of, too, though, was one thing that I've always believed in is kind of, I call it natural justice. And what I mean is, let's say she does get off for either not getting charged with child endangerment, or she doesn't have to, like, pay for the gorilla. I don't know how much a gorilla costs.
I can't.
Or how you would even gauge that, you know?
Right.
But I have a feeling that unless she, like, moves to North Dakota, people are going to hate her. She's going to be that lady that had a gorilla shot because
everywhere
she can't watch her kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's going to have to deal with a lot of backlash because of that. Which, I don't know, in a way, that's kind of, as you said, justice.
Exactly.
Too.
Well, the thing is, she brought it upon herself, but at the same time, it's there comes a point where that isn't healthy anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because people too can hold a grudge, and I understand, you know, the gorilla is shot, and that's really terrible. But now that it's done, it won't do people too much good. It won't do her any good to hear it over and over. The thing is, the person saying it, it makes them feel better.
And I guess this is a lesson for everyone, you know, to make sure that at all times we're always watching, you know, children or watching yourself. There's been reports of grown kids jumping into tiger enclosures and all crazy madness. And zoos already kind of get like a bad rep for what they're trying to do, even though a lot of zoos really do try to conserve, you know, and protect these animals and help breed them so that there's more. However, you know, if we're doing dumb things, jumping into enclosures and...
And I mean, not just that, but, you know, zoos pay a lot of money to their animal behaviorists to create the, like, the environment that the animals all live in.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody sat there and really kind of thought that out, curated that, and then brought it to life. And these people get a lot of money. And it's important because if the animals aren't comfortable, they won't, like, breed, they won't interact, and then that, you know, even though we're trying to conserve them, they're not having it, and it's a really tricky process. So that's why it's such a shame that this one, you know, that this gorilla got shot.
Especially, well, not saying that it's one is better than the other, but a male, you know, because you can only have so many males per zoo to breed. A lot of times it's only one, especially with aggressive animals like this that are really territorial. You may have a lot of female gorillas, but not many males. So, you know, they really need, of course, more males to help with that breeding process. And
right, because males are awesome.
Right.
Yeah, so we're just going to take a quick advertisement break so that you can listen to these awesome people that put us in this awesome studio where we can talk about these awesome stories.
Sounds good.
About slightly less than awesome mothers, maybe, but... When we come back, we're going to be discussing Amber Heard and Johnny Depp and some things that really annoy people on Twitter in form of 5-word hashtags. You know, the good stuff. So thanks for listening. We will be right back.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
And we're back. I hope you didn't miss us too much. Well, just kidding.
I missed you guys.
Yeah. You missed us because we're super cool.
Of course.
Now, there was this interesting story that recently popped up where Amber Heard is divorcing Johnny Depp because he had been abusive toward her, and I guess more than once. I guess more than
what's
four
been
or five
reported.
Times.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, she finally had enough and decided that she wants to get out. They've only been married now for a little over a year. It hasn't been that long, and he's almost exactly double her age.
And that's what's really sad, too, is that it's only been a year that they've been married, and she's already filing for a divorce.
Right.
So either I'm thinking that it must have been a lot that she was going through, that she wants to end this so quickly and doesn't even, like, it's done. Like,
I would assume. I mean, I'm all for, you know, working things out and talking things out. But there are some things that I would consider an absolute deal breaker. Like, you shouldn't have to, you know, fear for your mortal well-being.
Right. Yeah. You should never, and who you're with should always, you know, you should feel comfortable with them. You should feel safe with them. They're the people that, you know, you look toward for love. So it seems like he was the exact opposite for her.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That just seems kind of counterintuitive to the whole point of a relationship.
You right.
know, don't. Can't be like punching your girlfriend. That's
which
not.
Is really sad because I really like Johnny Depp.
Me too. Well, that's
I love him. I love his movies. I love him.
He's Edward Scissorhands.
I know. Pirates of the Caribbean is my favorite.
Oh, those are good
yes.
movies.
Yes. So, you know, but then at the same time, they are actors. So yeah. Their personal life and their business life are completely separate, which unfortunately for Amber, she was having to deal with him on a personal level. And maybe he's not that great of a guy on a personal level.
It's funny that you mentioned that, too, because, you know, they met on set of a movie.
Oh, that's no, I did not know
that's
that.
That's how they got together. The Rum Diary?
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's how they met.
Right. And see, well, and even in her case, maybe she fell in love with the actor. You know?
That's
there's a really fine line. I know there's a lot of actors and actresses that fall in love. I mean, Angelina and Brad. Mm. They fell in love on set and things like that, too, but...
Was it Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was a freaking awesome movie.
Which, yeah, but
I
then
fell in love with her in that movie.
Yeah. So, sometimes there's a really fine line, and unfortunately, maybe they're good at acting well and treating you well, and it's all an act for
yeah,
them,
too. Yeah, that's all a front, yeah. Mm-hmm. But we don't know, you know, that's a great way to look at it, and I haven't thought of it that way. I just thought, even if she did fall in love with who he is genuinely, I feel like there probably isn't a quicker way to lose that, or to, you know, have her decide it's not worth it than to be physically assaulting her. That's just not
right.
Cool.
And I'm kind of, you know, I'm proud of her
yeah.
for taking this step for a lot
Me too,
of women.
Actually, 'cause a lot of girls don't. Yeah,
yeah, it's difficult, and especially when you know that your relationship is, you know, going to be in the news. It's going to be on the forefront. People are going to be in your business now.
Oh, I know.
People are going to be talking. A lot of people may even say that they don't believe her or whatever. She's going to have to deal with a lot of things. So it is difficult to, you know, step up and say, okay, this has been happening to me and I'm done with it. Hopefully she will get, like, a lot of support so that she, you know, doesn't feel that she is in danger or anything else anymore, and that maybe she can be a voice now for other women and even guys, because there are guys that are in abusive relationships too. You know, I don't want to downplay that either, because there are guys that are in relationships that want to get out and feel that they can't.
Have you seen those videos on Facebook? They're really interesting. It's they're like social experiments, and it's this guy, this girl, they're actors, and they mm-hmm. have cameras set up all over the place, and it's really high quality. And these, what it is they're in some public area where people are walking back and forth, like along some fence.
Right.
And the guy is, he's talking to her, he's like talking at her, and mm-hmm. she's ignoring him and walking away, and he grabs her by the arm and spins her around and is like, hey, I'm talking to you. And guys jump all over him immediately, and they do it like 4 or 5 times, and guys jump on him uh-huh. every time.
Oh,
and
it kind of reminds me of that show, What Would You Do?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing, though, was after that, they did it the other way, and the girl isn't turning him around. She's like slapping him, hitting him, pushing him against the fence, and doing
wow.
all these things. And guys are not only not doing anything, they're laughing, and they're taking videos, and they're, you know.
Oh, my gosh. See, yeah. and that's another thing. You know, there are guys that deal with that.
Right.
And as a society, we think it's almost like they're weak because they're letting it happen, or they're, you know, not wearing the pants, whatever.
True. And you know, it's weird, too, because, like, as a guy, I mean, let me just state this. I will never hit a woman. I mean, I'd rather just kind of take whatever she's throwing at me. But as a guy, though, there's, like, this stigma that you're supposed to just kind of accept it. Like,
right.
I've seen some situations where the girl was out of line. Like, she, you know, maybe, like, when I was younger in high school or something, and girls, just for no reason other than maybe to, like, look cool, they'll come up to a guy and like, hey, what are you looking at? And he's not even looking, and they're like, what do you mean, you know? And she
right.
just starts hitting him, and he's like, well, what am I supposed to do? So he just sits there and takes it. I mean, what are you supposed
to do? Well, you know, and growing up, my mom always taught my brothers and I, she would always tell my brothers, don't hit a girl.
Of course,
no matter
yeah.
what she's doing, you're not supposed to hit her. But then she would turn around and tell me, if you hit a guy, expect
right.
him to hit you back, because mm. it's out of self-defense, and not everybody is taught don't hit women.
That's
and
true.
Where is that line when, like you're saying, a girl is hitting him and hurting him? If she's, you know, some girls like will hit them with their bags, throw shoes at them. When do you say, stop touching
exactly.
me?
Exactly. Belittling. You know, and that's why to me that's like a touchy topic, because
mm-hmm.
I was taught, you know, tell your sisters and they'll have your back, you know?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Because I have 5 sisters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so don't mess with me.
So I'll remember that.
Yeah, that's what I was taught, though. But the thing is, I just think it's weird. Well, first of all, I mean, I think you can just avoid the whole situation by not being, you know, a scumbag to a girl.
True.
But it's just an interesting idea that, like, you really aren't supposed to do anything, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Like, it's the gentleman thing
exactly.
to do.
Exactly. And that's mm-hmm. and like, that's fine. Again, I wouldn't put my hands on a girl, but I would, like, move. I would not allow it, you know? Like,
right.
Like, there are things you can do other than punch her in the face, you know?
Right.
You can always go for the rib. I'm just kidding.
No, like... Stop it.
No, I would never do that. But, you know, there are things you can do, you know? And the guy, he wasn't doing anything. He could have been like, excuse me, can you help me? Can you pull her off of me? And
right.
people were just laughing. And it's like, all right, well, I'm not supposed to touch her, but she's attacking me and no one's stopping
her.
So
yeah.
something's got to give. Like, I'm not going to sit here and be attacked. It's, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's just at a certain point, yes, it's the gentleman thing to do, but also you got to kind of watch out for yourself.
Exactly, because yeah. some girls are crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always going to pick the girl side, but at the same time,
you know what, that's
some
fair,
girls are
I'm
crazy.
Picking the guy's side.
Some girls can be, you know, a little over the top. So but like how we're saying, so I am happy for Amber, and mm-hmm. I hope that, you know, this is a big deal for her. I'm sure it's difficult. Breaking up a marriage for any reason is always difficult. But at the same time, here in California, they did not sign a prenup. They did not have any things set in place. So
that's
according
right.
to California, she will be getting 50%
of everything he earned while they were together. And more importantly, she's single now. So let's
you know, she cashed out and she's single.
I know.
So.
Hey, Amber, what up?
She's young. She's
yeah.
pretty.
Me too. I'm young.
You know,
pretty.
You are. So, and Johnny Depp reportedly, according to Forbes, made over $30 million in just 2015 alone. So
mm-hmm.
that's $15 million just for speaking up and doing the right thing.
Sugar mama alert.
I'm not mad at her. So, which is great. It's good for her. Hopefully she can use that wisely. You know, she has her own money, too, so.
Right. Well, she's a smart girl. I always respect people who build things on their own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, yes, she was married to Johnny Depp, but she's also an actress. And she does.
Right.
She's done some good movies. And I respect that because she's not just some girl.
You exactly.
know, she's a working person, and mm-hmm. I like that. That shows that she's smart, you know. She's at least a go-getter because acting is tough. I'm from LA, and to see people, like, it can be really degrading to go to, like, a casting call because it's almost like an ego protective thing where everyone wants to believe they're, like, special and cool. And,
right.
And then you go to a casting call, and every girl is about 5'4 with brown hair, like, and you match, you know. Mm-hmm. You almost kind of feel like a number,
right.
you know. And you have to do what you can to stand out or whatever it is. And it's tough, you know, and it's cutthroat. So the fact that she's there shows something to me, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think Johnny Depp should be way more respectful of that, you know. To anyone,
right.
though, you know.
Yeah,
even guys,
he's
like,
a dad, so
right?
he should,
exactly.
you know, he has kids.
Yeah.
Children that, you know, he's probably teaching them respect others and, you know, so it really breaks my heart.
And lead
Johnny,
with the hook. I know, seriously.
What are you doing? Get it together.
Man, that is heartbreaking, though.
Yes.
It sucks when, like, one of your childhood heroes
yes.
comes up with something like this. Because mm-hmm. then you're like, man, well, who do I look up to now?
Exactly.
That's a touchy topic. Let us go to one more advertisement break, and then when we come back, we've got a couple more topics for you. Which,
something more funny.
Exactly. We promise we'll lighten the mood up just a little bit. Thanks for listening, guys. Be right back.
Need your daily fix on mixed martial arts?
We're going to kind of recap Bellator 155.
From UFC 198.
Who's who?
Kind of a controversial decision.
And who's not?
I couldn't figure out why, and then it hit me.
Well, don't you fret, because Golden State Media Concepts got you covered. Get your daily dose of MMA podcast. Everything from the UFC, Bellator Fighting Championships, Extreme Cage Fighting, Invicta Fighting Championships,
and so much more.
Join us as we talk about some of the biggest names in mixed martial arts. We've got you covered here on Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Now, we've got a couple more topics to discuss, and they're both pretty funny.
Pretty hilarious. So, some of you may know my girl, Candace Payne. She also goes by Chewbacca Mom, who has been a pretty big deal these last few weeks for her video of just laughing in a Chewbacca mask.
She became freaking huge. I had no idea that she and her whole family, her husband, her children, all got scholarships to Southeastern University in Florida.
In Florida. And her kids are only 6 and 7, I believe. So her kids are young,
so
still in elementary school.
So imagine
how young they'll retire. So off her video. So this video got pretty big, I believe, off of Facebook's first. Mm-hmm. Everybody was viewing it. It was hilarious. I've heard about it all week. And I personally didn't see the video, but I had just been hearing about her. And I'm not going to lie, the video is pretty funny.
Yeah, it's really funny.
She's pretty cute. It was for her birthday present to herself. And she just is laughing at herself the entire video, you know?
With the Chewbacca mask on. And the mouth open, so it looks like it's a Chewbacca mask laughing.
And I think that's what makes it so great. It's because she's laughing at herself, which makes the mask make the Chewbacca noise more, which makes her laugh more.
Exactly. It's one of those weird things where, like, you can't help but watch that. Even if you're, you know, alone, you can't help
right.
but, like,
literally laugh out loud.
Right, but out of discomfort.
Yeah.
You know? It's like when you... One thing I would do, and I'm totally shameless about this, I will bump the best oldies when I'm in the
mm-hmm.
car. And
mm-hmm.
if I stop at a red light, I'll keep singing. I don't care.
Just keep going
exactly.
for it.
Exactly. NSYNC, whatever. Like, you know.
She's so funny in this one, but it's pretty cool because, like you said, so her entire family, herself, her husband, mm-hmm. They do live in Texas, so they did talk about perhaps even doing, like, online classes with Southeastern University.
Lucky.
And the vice president, Brian Carroll, even told her that the offer will always stand. So even if it's another 15, 20 years when her kids are ready or whatever they decide to do, that they can have full scholarships to the university, which is about a little over $35,000 a year.
Yeah, $35,000 a year.
So it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a small university. It's
what she should do is just start pumping out kids because they said for her whole family.
True.
Right?
So, I mean, and if I was one of her kids, you know, I would just go there just because it's free.
Let's go get adopted.
You know, so we should ask her. We should make a video. Candace, do you want to adopt us?
Hook us up.
We're cute, Candace.
Exactly. We have Chewbacca masks.
So she's fun. And I think one thing that people really enjoyed about this video is just that she's just having fun. It's innocent.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's hilarious. You know, people off the most random things get really big.
You know what I think? What I think it is anyway,
mm-hmm.
was exactly that. Was because today, do you ever notice that stigma where you see people out in public? And God forbid it's something like semi-professional, like let's say like a job fair.
Mm-hmm.
And people walk around, and if you're looking at them, they will not make eye contact with you like they're a hostage.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know how to deal with social pressure. And just the fact that she was so open about it and so willing, because she mentions in the video, you know, people are staring at me like I'm crazy.
Right.
She's sitting in her car in a parking lot in the daytime, just waiting with a Chewbacca mask on, just laughing.
Just excited.
Yeah,
she's
talking to herself,
excited.
By the way. Yeah, to her camera. And she mentions, like, people are looking at me and I don't care. And that's fun. You have to respect that. You know,
mm-hmm.
you have to admire that.
Right. She's just having a good time. She's just excited for her gift.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Her gift of awesomeness.
I know. To herself, for herself. So, which is hilarious. I mean, she's great. I'm sure she's a really nice lady, you know.
She just seemed addictive. Like, that personality would be something I'd love to be around.
Mm-hmm. And she's been on a couple shows now just from that. You have to think of something funny for me to do so that I can embarrass myself and we can get something for free.
I'm sure we'll think of something.
Something, you know, a video of me dancing, doing the,
I should just think of six and just act like they're all bad. Like, oh, you know what? No, let's try this one instead. And then we'll just have a time.
And we'll just have, because I'm trying to figure out how I can go viral, how I can get big and be
fine,
a big
but
deal.
If you do, then I want a scholarship too.
Well, I'll take you with me, wherever we go.
Let's
we'll
do
this together. So, but it's pretty fun. I mean, I don't think she expected all of this, you know.
I don't think she expected any of that.
I think she just was literally just being herself and posting. And
you know what's cool, too? Actually, now that I think back on the video, one of my favorite things is just the fact that she did it as a surprise for her son. I think that's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think that social pressure is one thing, and I really have kind of hard feelings for a mom that will kind of edit herself in public when not doing so would have made things funnier for her kids.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, well, what's more important to you? The development of your kids and them understanding that it's okay to be a little goofy and a little authentic or to seem, you know, socially.
And having like an imagination
exactly.
and just enjoying yourself.
Right. Or to be like a bland kind of one size fit all, not
right.
Chewbacca mom. How boring
I know.
Is that? With
I know.
No
can you imagine that you're just going to school? My mom's Chewbacca mom.
Yeah. Who's your mom? I didn't think so.
Chewbacca mom. Dude, that's so funny to me.
They should legally change their names to, like, Chewie.
Chewbacca.
You know how Michael Jackson's kids are, like, Prince Michael and Prince Michael?
And I think Blanket, too.
And Blanket.
Blanket,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, he may be cuddly. You'd have to be a cuddly person if your name is Blanket.
He seems cuddly, but he didn't like it when I tried it. But yeah, putting like Chewie or Chewbacca in their name, or Han Solo for the kid. She should have another son.
Oh, she should have another son.
And name him
son.
Han Solo.
She should be able to. Hey, Candace, you should be able to meet, you know.
Let's just get out of here and just go.
Some
like,
of these. You should.
Let's just go consult for like billionaires because we're geniuses.
She should be able to meet some of them. I want her to meet Chewbacca.
I'm sure. I feel like that.
It's in the works.
Yeah, I feel like if she hasn't already, she will because they're coming out with that new movie.
Exactly. She should be on set, Candace. If you get on set, don't forget about us.
Exactly. And bring
you
us
heard
with
it
you.
Here first.
And give us lots of money.
You should definitely get to be on set and enjoy yourself.
And call us your children and give us scholarships and chocolate if possible.
So another fun thing that's been on social media, which is a lot of fun, is the hashtag make me mad in 5 words. So it's just a bunch of random 5 words that mm-hmm. we all know and hear that just irritate you.
Yeah.
That just in just 5 words can just change your entire day, your entire mood. And some of them that we found were payroll did not report your hours, which would infuriate me.
Just reading that, when you read that earlier, I thought you were just reading like an email or something. And I was like,
no.
Oh, this just got awkward.
This is that's definitely a bad start to your day. Payroll did not report your hours. That definitely would ruin my day. And some of the other ones that we saw that were pretty hilarious.
Okay, I'll read it for you. It's because you're a girl.
Oh, because you're like, oh, that anybody would say that to me. So
that would make me mad.
Yeah. Because you're a girl? That has nothing to do with anything. Or
that one sucks.
A personal favorite, I farted in the fan.
Oh yeah. Well, no, that one doesn't suck. That one's you know, standard, I would think.
Let's see. Feminism is actually about equality. Right. You know, people always try to say something to get you mad. Oh, here's a good one. Wait, did I say this one already? No, I did not. This one, this is a good little throwback to take us back to our high school days.
Oh, yeah.
The bell does not dismiss you.
Oh.
I dismiss you. I don't care if the bell rings. Sit here until we're done.
I know. And then they make you sit there for like an extra 6 seconds just as a matter of principle.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And then they're like, all right, go now.
Why do teachers do that thing where like you're wearing glasses because they're helping you see? Why do they tilt their head down and stare like over the glasses?
Because reading far distance, near distance.
but it's like
near
a menacing,
and far.
You know?
Oh, like they're looking at you over
like
the glasses.
You. And you're like, I get it. All
right. Oh, this one would ruin my day. The McFlurry machine isn't working. Especially on a hot day like today. It's so hot. McDonald's McFlurry's machine never works.
I know.
They're always out of ice cream.
Or they just don't want to make it.
Yeah, I think they don't want to make it.
It's a personal vendetta.
They're just like over it. And they, I don't know if it's difficult. Well, I remember when I first had a McFlurry, I tried to like slurp the McFlurry through the straw.
Uh-huh.
But then it was just like the spoon, like the way that the spoon is designed. I thought it was a huge straw.
A huge square straw.
I was like, okay, this is different. But I mean, hey. And then let's see.
You should have asked me. I'm a licensed McFlurry professional.
Oh, you look better without makeup. That's just rude.
Well, people tell me that all the time.
Well, you do look better without. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I mean, so, or I don't like, I don't know if this is five words.
Is
but
it rude?
When,
well, guys are taught to think it's like romantic, though.
That you like me without makeup?
Yeah. Well, it's the idea of like, I like you regardless.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's the way that you say it. Mm. But then, like, if I just took a really long time to do my makeup and then somebody tells me, oh, you look better without it, I'm like, so I just wasted all my time.
Oh, okay. I can see what.
Or if somebody says, you don't need that much makeup. You know, like, because sometimes, but then girls that wear a lot of makeup, they don't really care what people say. They're just like, I'm doing this for me.
They're like, I know I don't need it.
I'm cute. Yeah, regardless.
You don't need to tell me I don't need that much makeup.
Exactly. They're just doing their thing, you know, making it up, looking good, looking fly.
But we've got the worst one of all so far. Are you guys ready?
Oh.
This podcast is over.
Oh, five words that make you mad.
Oh, man.
Bye, everyone. It was good. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us. We will talk to you soon, and you
will
listen
soon.
We'll see you soon.
This is Pauline signing out.
This is Mariano also signing out.
Thank you for listening to Golden State Media Concepts, our podcast here on social media news. You can listen to us on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, or just simply by typing in Golden State Media Podcast.
GSMCpodcast.com.
That's the correct one. Follow that one. Listen to him. He knows what he's talking about.
Perfect. We will see you guys soon. Thank you so
much.
Bye.